Let's do this and get it over with. I want to go to bed by 11.
And now?
Shut up.
And now?
Fuck you.
I need to show my...
What?
Are you going to start showering?
Oh, fuck you, man!
And now? I need to show my love by making for you. Pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School Fuck, GTN at the Movies. Episode 11 for Sunday, November 5th, 2017. TTN at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Hanging with Heavy, CFL Easy Picks, and Tim and Tom. Old Fuck, TTN at the Movies. Yeah, it's a one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. I can be reached at STFU Old School on Twitter, or you can email us, oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com. Brand new TTN ATM Tango Tango November Alpha Tango Mother.com coming soon. All right. Our panel this week.
Mike.
Our panel this week will start off with our Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
I'm just happy we're a couple weeks away from the real Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
Debatable. And we've got Killer Carpe Diem.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
My car is filled with dead hookers since I'm a killer. I mean, nothing.
All right.
I don't care. That thing will never get old.
Let's change it up a little bit because we don't have any show notes due to unforeseen circumstances.
Just say... I was unprepared. This is my mistake. I'm a terrible host. Just say it.
Exactly. Unforeseen circumstances beyond our control. Was that?
Say, I was waiting for someone else to do the work, much like this show.
Oh. You know, I think at this point, I'm just going to rename it back to Old School at the Movies because subconsciously, I'm sabotaging every intro. Fuck.
You know, you're going to go, welcome back to TT. God damn it. Old School.
I think we're going, the evolution is to go back to Old School at the Movies at some point. We'll see. Even though I registered the domain name, I haven't done anything with it yet. We're going to change it up a little bit because due to unforeseen circumstances like Carter, unforeseen circumstances beyond my control, absolutely beyond my control. Let's change it up and just do a review episode. That's what Fourth Row and Daisy did last episode. I thought it was fun. So let's kind of do it ourselves. We've seen a bunch of movies, and let's start with Carp. What have you seen lately? And get your thoughts.
I'll start with Geostorm.
Oh, Geostorm, the
space...
Whatever, space twister, AIDS...
Space 2012.
Okay.
I mean, it's a popcorn flick. It was fun. The issue was, as most people have known from us who live here in Montreal, that English is not a predominant language here. And what you shouldn't do is when you're a Francophone and you go with your group of Francophone friends and only one of them speaks English, don't fucking talk the entire movie asking him what happened on screen because you don't understand the fucking language, you ignorant French piece of shit.
Hold, is it just you that gets all these douchebag degenerates in front
of
you, man?
It's
crazy.
So it started with Watsuki's chair getting kicked a bunch. And he turned around and he said, stop kicking my chair or it's going to be an issue. And Watsuki's sober now. So that was a change. And I'm like, okay. And then he talked. And I'm like, okay, turn around, be quiet, keep talking some more. Shut up. Third time, shut the fuck up. Fourth time, ferme ta gueule, esti. I was pissed. Ignorant assholes. So this was Big J Okerson had said this on the SDR podcast. Is that when you sit down and during the trailers, people start talking, you end up happening so that one ear focuses on the movie and the other ear focuses on the assholes behind you. And this is exactly what has been happening to me. I'm getting fucking sick and tired of it. And honestly, next time I'm going to punch somebody in the fucking face because it's really starting to piss me off.
Bail out carpet the movies.
I've grown little to no patience anymore with complete fucking assholes who talk during movies. And honestly, if you talk during a movie... you should be kicked in your testicles or have your vagina sewn shut. I'm fucking sick and tired of it. Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm getting tired of these motherfucking talkers in this motherfucking theater.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I agree. I'm the type, I'll talk during commercials and maybe a little comment during the trailer, but during the movie, I do not talk.
Oh, I don't give a fuck if you talk during the trailers, but as soon as that opening credit scene rolls...
shut up. You respect other people's fucking ear holes, and we have some friends who may or may not do this. Be a fucking soundtrack for the movie. You know, it's respect for others. And unfortunately, I find, and I don't want to generalize, but it's usually Tuesdays, young people, I usually do not go on a Tuesday specifically.
Well, this was a Friday.
Oh, opening night. Okay.
And it wasn't even that busy in there, but it just happens that the douchebag row of ignorant young French fucks who don't know how to shut the hell up the entire movie. You know what? If it's not your language and you don't understand it, don't go see it in the language you don't fucking understand it in.
Yeah, actually, maybe sit next to an old person or sit behind an old
person. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a taser and I'm going to start tasing people.
Or that. That works too.
Tasers, really, my patience is growing very thin with this type of shit now.
Yeah. Adult cinemas, the 18 plus VIP ones.
They were 18 plus kids. They were...
No, I'm not saying the kids. I mean the VIP cinemas. Usually you pay a higher price point, you get a better demographic. But again, you're paying a little bit more.
This is why, once again, we need somebody outside of the famous players or Odeon?
It's Cineplex.
Cineplex. We need somebody outside the Cineplex family who can run an Alamo Drafthouse style place where, guess what? You talk, you've already paid. You get the fuck out of our cinema.
You know,
unless it's something like Fantasia that's being hosted where
exactly.
The crowd doesn't talk, but they react.
Yeah. It's almost like a wrestling match. Like you get into it and crowd interaction is important. I remember when I worked at Famous Players, this is a couple of years back, I was in, there was these kids talking and I said extremely loudly, I'm like, can you guys keep it down? Like super loud. And then I actually got shushed a bit. But at the end, like people came and thanked me. They said, hey, I made it a point to embarrass them. I thought it was important. So, you know, ushers, do your fucking job too. Shut people up.
Ushers don't exist anymore because the cinemas don't want to pay for. Okay. Anyways, outside of that, the movie was like a 5 out of 10.
Okay. So about the movie. How was Jared Butler's performance?
So I had read on IMDb afterwards that apparently this was the movie where Gerard Butler kept forgetting his lines. And you could tell, like, there was a lot missing. There's, you know, I've definitely expected twists. You figure out, oh, well, obviously that's probably going to be why the bad guy. And it's obviously America trying to fuck over the world because it has to be. So America is basically the bad guy in it. Even though the world got together and they're like, hey, the Earth's trying to, you know, kill us. So let's control the weather.
I'm going to control the weather. Weather bunch of losers.
Obviously, you know, trying to control nature is not a great idea.
I'm Donald Trump. I can control anything.
So.
Rain's my bitch.
Yeah. Mindless popcorn flick. 5 out of 10. But 5 out of 10 because of the movie would have been, because of the talking behind me, 3 out of 10 because of ignorant assholes.
So did we have some Michael Bay explosions?
Yeah, there's some over the top. Like,
yeah.
There's a wave that basically is taller than the third tallest tower in Dubai coming in. There's a beach in Brazil that all of a sudden, like, people legitimately freeze in place. And there's a girl running away from the weather. Like, there's some ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some really ridiculous over-the-top stuff in it. And, you know, there's a conspiracy. And it's a little wacky. You know what? If it's free on Netflix, check it out.
Cool. I'm going to go next then. Heavy. We'll just do one each because I only have one. The Foreigner I saw last week. Not bad. The one thing though, and you guys didn't mention this in your review, but it seemed to me like it was more of an Irish or Northern Irish terrorist movie with Jackie Chan in the background than an actual movie starring Jackie Chan. Like his outcome, his actions don't really change the outcome. Spoiler alert, I guess, but well, I'll try to weave around this, but essentially what he does at the end was going to kind of happen anyways. And so all the fucking things he was doing leads to something that would have changed nothing. And I just don't see the point. I know that they probably didn't have him in the majority of the movie, maybe because it was dialogue heavy and they were concerned that he wouldn't be able to carry it. But this to me was more of a Pierce Brosnan, Northern Ireland terrorist movie than Jackie Chan's fucking Taken, which is what I was expecting to see. I liked that he was edgier. That was cool. Using guns, being a badass, using explosives. Not a huge amount of fight scenes, and that's another thing I didn't like. There was a lot of fucking dead time, especially for a Jackie Chan movie. Again, I get it. It's its age. But it was a lot of like Pierce Brosnan acting. And that Northern Ireland accent was... It seems like he finished every sentence in the form of a question. And that's... Isn't that like a typical Northern Ireland... If you're doing it like a joke accent, you do that? Like you... Because you see the actual Northern Ireland actors and actresses, they weren't doing that. But he was. So he's finishing every question... Every sentence in a question? Like, that was getting annoying. But it was cool to see Jackie Chan in that role. And for the kind of dead times, it was also the counterbalance of the action and the badassery was cool. But yeah, it just kind of lacked something and it was flat. So I'd give it a 6. Heavy set.
Side note. I was thinking about something.
Okay.
How about when you guys come down here, when we could do this, how about we go to the movies? Guess what's coming out the week before?
I know. Here's the thing. I actually have an event planned for opening day.
We can easily go see it again.
Yeah. You know what? If it's good, I'll go see it with you again.
Because that fits the story of me seeing The Room.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah.
If we do it when Carb's at the concert. If we do it when Carb's at the concert, it's even better.
That's perfect. Yeah. Red Lobster fucking disaster artist combo. I'm up for it.
Something I thought, because I'm like, oh, let's talk about the movies. And I looked at what's coming out, and that's the week before. I'll probably see it that weekend, too, but...
Yeah, I'm up for seeing it again. Sure.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to want to see it again.
Well, like, for South by Southwest, apparently it was highly reviewed, so I got nothing but good... apparently, there's even Oscar buzz about it. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Imagine how full circle that would be. Tommy Wiseau wanted to be like have the acclaim and have an Oscar himself. And the actual thing that gets the Oscar is the ridiculous biopic about him. How fucking awesome would that be?
That'd be crazy.
I'm voting for him if I could.
All right. If I'm going to go into one of my movie reviews and then me and Carp can actually do one together really quick. But Happy Death Day. I seen a couple weeks ago. Happy Death Day. Update on the movie pass situation. I did get it in, and then finally there was some movies to go see. In the past couple of weeks, we've seen 3 movies. This movie, Jigsaw, which me and Carp will review, and Nightmare Before Christmas, which I don't need to review. I have a feeling everybody knows about that movie, and yeah, that's pretty much that. But it's a very cool thing to be able to pay $10, $9.95 a month and get to go see as many movies as you want. I mean, within the span of a month, one per day. Up to 30, 31, depending on the days of the month. Well, there are some catches. Number one, you can only see standard definition. Which, granted, not like what we know is standard definition, but the lowest, like no XD, no 3D.
Oh, really? Okay.
No XD, 3D, none of that. It's the basic version that they offer.
Say if they offer a basic, you can't go?
Pretty much. But I think everybody does.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. They always offer like one 2D screening or whatever. It's true. Yeah.
2D screening, nothing XD, none of the other shit. But here's how it works. I open up my phone. I go to the MoviePass app, and then I pick what movie theater. It's always as what you're closest to right now. So obviously, if you're really close to movie theater, be at the one at the top of your list. And then what it'll tell you is you have to check in to it within 100 yards of the physical theater. And then after you do that, you check in. It'll be, hey, what movie are you going to go see? It'll tell you all the movies that are playing that are eligible. Actually, no, they don't show you all of them, but some that aren't, the ones that aren't eligible are like the times are grayed out. You can't select them. You pick what time you want. And then it says, okay, you've been pre-approved for that. Just go to the box office. You give them your card. Well, you ask for the ticket, blah, blah, blah. But you have it's a MasterCard, MoviePass MasterCard with your name on it. You hand it to them. And if it's a weird thing, which I don't know if it happens in Canada, sometimes you have to put in a zip code for a purchase. And well, that's something that sometimes happens here. So it's like, if they do ask you, it tells you on your phone, like, put in this zip code, and it's normally yours. But that's how it works. But the only thing that sucks is, if I want to get a ticket for later in the day, like, for example, this coming weekend, but it'd be this past weekend as you're listening to it,
right,
we're going to go see Thor. And we want to get good seats, because when we went to see Happy Death Day, it was one of those, we were showing up 10 minutes probably before the movie started, and they're like, oh, we only have the first two rows available.
Right.
Which are the worst, because it's like, you're looking right at the screen.
Cranked fucking neck and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, luckily, this movie theater, the theater that I really do enjoy, has leather chair, reclining chair, so it's like, it wasn't as bad as it used to be,
right.
But it was still like a little annoying. But we want to try to get really good good enough seats for Thor, where we're not worrying about that. So we're going to try to get to that theater earliest as we can in the day, pay for our tickets, and then leave and come back to the store. The only thing that sucks, like I said, I can't go on my phone right now and be like, oh, I want to get good seats for Thor.
Right.
Let me get these seats right here. No, I have to be there.
So, okay, say if you show up at the theater for noon, could you get a 7 o'clock show, or you have to within a certain time window?
I haven't tried it yet, but I do believe I can get any during the day.
Okay, that's not too bad. It's fucking dumb. It's dumb in the sense that it's not convenient. I know why they do it. It's to not incentivize you to buy more tickets you might not use.
You can only buy one a day. But.
Right, but I'm saying, like, say if you were to go on your phone and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to go see Thor. You click on it at your house or whatever. And you're just like, ah, fuck it. Like, I don't feel like leaving the house. It doesn't cost me anything. It'll cost them money. So I kind of see why they're doing that. It makes
– it doesn't cost them money till I go and buy the ticket itself.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. Maybe it's just the reservations then or –
And what sucks is the theater that I enjoy the most is the one that it's reserved seating.
So you can't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I can't get it. It's reserved seating as in I buy a ticket, but that's why when I have to go to the box office to buy it,
You choose your seat. Got you.
One that I like is Tinseltown, which is owned by Cinemark. And I can go to their app right now, pull up all the Thor times for this weekend, pick what time, day and time, and then I could see what seats are available. And I go, oh, well, I want this seat and this seat. Which I've done before, because like Beauty and the Beast was one that I'll never forget. I was looking at it on Friday, the day it came out, I think right around like 11 o'clock. And I was looking at times for Saturday. And I seen some times that were damn near sold out. I was like, holy fuck. So then like I picked a different time that was had a little bit more open seating and I picked what seats I got. But I can't do that with MoviePass, which it's kind of like, well, I'm only paying $10 per month. I can't complain too much about it.
Yeah, it's... The best way to enjoy this would be to go see movies like a week or two after the release date, because then you're not worried about filling up theaters. You'd always get a good seat. You can show up, say, 20 minutes before, half an hour before, get your seat. That seems like that's the best way to do this kind of setup, and it doesn't seem very convenient for opening day, for example.
I mean, if you're willing to get there and fight it early.
As long as you don't mind taking that extra time. You know, if I was in your shoes, I would totally get this if this was available. And I would I'm more patient. Like, I don't care. I'll go see it the next week or whatever. If you want to be convenient, I would do that. You know what? The good thing is that if you really want to see a movie and you don't want to pay extra, you can, if you don't mind doing a little bit extra legwork, you can do that. So that, I mean, like you said, the value is like fucking incredible. I mean, especially if you're a movie fan, you know, you go to 5 movies a month, it's fucking super worth it. So you go to 2 movies a month, it's worth it.
Like Happy Death Day was towards the end of our first month that we paid for. So like basically we paid full ticket price pretty much for it, right. You know, $9.95 each. But then this past weekend was after we had paid for the next month.
Yeah.
So that we've already got 2 movies in and we're going to see a third this week. And I don't know what other movies are coming out that we're really interested in, but I think even just these 3 alone, I mean, we're at $3 each.
Are you a big concessions guy? Do you buy a lot of concessions?
Here's the thing about that, too. This is another reason why I love Cinemark.
Okay.
They have a program where they have a large – I'll take pictures of these and send them to you. There's these large cups. You pay for them at the towards the beginning of the year. I think they actually come out in December. This past year was – I want to say it was like you pay pay like $7 for it. And the same, there's a popcorn bucket too. It's roughly the same price. You can come in all year round and get refills for half the purchase price.
Wow, that's good.
So it's like, I think it's like $3.75.
That's all right for a large fucking.
This large drink. And I get an icy.
Yeah.
And we both have one. So we have 2, obviously. Yeah. And then there's the bucket. And sometimes we don't even get popcorn. I would take a drink over popcorn and a drink any day. Now, like I said,
so you're filling up. Like if you want to, you fill up a big ass tub of popcorn and you get a big icy for like $8.
It's not the only thing about the popcorn thing. It's not as big, but I'm, like I said, I'm not a huge popcorn eater. Right. And if you've ever really looked at the trash cans when people go to movies, they always buy way too much popcorn for themselves.
Yeah, 100%.
So like, it's almost a perfect amount. I don't think we've ever like said, hey, let's go get more popcorn. And on top of that too, what we do is we buy popcorn flavoring and bring it in. I'm looking at right now garlic parmesan topping that we add.
Yeah, I've always been like a hot dog and nacho guy. I'm not like I'll eat popcorn sometimes, but I'm me. It's the fucking theater hot dog. I love it. I absolutely.
I like ices. I'm a big Coke icy fan.
Yeah.
Like I've actually Coke been pissed.
Carp, we don't have that, eh?
What?
No.
I could never go to Canada. I love my
God. Make an icy shop here, man. People would fucking. Well, I know it's winter here, but still.
But anyway, that's the update on what MoviePass is like. If you're in the States, it's good price. It's been, if you're going as much as like I know I do, it's worth it. I think the only times that sucks is like during the fall and spring are the dead times for movies. But there's still points where there's at least something out. And I think you're going to get your money's worth definitely in the summer. And like November, December, because there seems to be a lot of great movies coming out. Yeah, like,
I mean, the whole process seems a little bit convoluted, but at the end of the day, like you said, you're paying $10, you know, like
$10 a month. So
that's fucking, yeah. If you're a big movie watcher, even a mediocre movie watcher, definitely worth it.
All right. Happy Death Day. Basically about a girl who keeps waking up on her birthday and she keeps dying and then waking up back on her birthday. And she's trying to figure out who's doing it. There's a couple twists in it that I really thoroughly enjoyed. One that I've seen coming early on, but there's still like another twist after that, not to get too much into it. I like movies like this because that's one of the first things I was like, okay, I want to know who did it. And I want to know the reasoning. I want to know this and that. And the fact that she's like reliving the same day and seeing how she handles it. Like early on, she's just very annoyed. And then like she gets to a point where she's like, ah, whatever. There's even like in the trailer for it, eventually she walks out naked, but she's like, she knows everything that's going to happen. And even when it comes down to it, there's very little repercussions for anything she does because she's going to die and she's going to start at the beginning. I rated it up because I do the Rotten Tomatoes thing, which I've done for years. I rated it a 3.5 out of 5. So, I mean, that's about a 7. I think it's definitely a good movie to go see. I really hope they don't come out with a sequel to it. There's no need to come out with a sequel to it. But hey, if they did the same thing for Final Destination, I would recommend to go check it out. And you don't necessarily need to go see the theater, but it's definitely worth to see. I like mysteries like that.
Cool. Carp, what's next?
Jigsaw.
Oh, yeah, both of you guys saw it. Okay, cool. Go for it.
Yep. I'll let Heavy start.
I'll let you start because I'm a bigger. I don't know if I'm a bigger fan of the series.
I think you're a bigger fan of the Jigsaw series. I'm more of a slashers guy. I mean, it was good. I liked it. I don't know. I felt.
I'll say
it's hard saying something without spoiling it, and it just came out, so I don't want to say anything.
I'll say this about it because my whole process. I'm a huge fan of the Saw series, and I'm like, I love how Saw 7 ended. I love all that shit, even though people say, there are holes, there's this, there's questions. I'm like, no, I don't. They built that ending since the beginning. If you say otherwise, fuck you, you're an idiot. But how are you going to create another movie? Like, if I thought, okay, prequel, I get. If you're going to make it a prequel, fine. Halfway through the movie, I'm getting pissed because I'm like, they did not just fucking do this. They did not just like completely fuck up the ending of the last movie and half of the original series. Then the ending happens and I get it. And I'm like, okay, I actually really, really like this. My only issue it's the same thing I said with Happy Death Day. I don't know how they can create a sequel to this. They're going to prove me wrong, but I don't know how the fuck you could do it.
Yeah. Cause it's a different perspective than why Jigsaw would kidnap the people now of why it's going to happen in the future.
And the reasoning behind it too was stated. So it's like, we don't need to do it again because this person had their reasons.
Yeah. I will say the female coroner was extremely attractive. It didn't hurt having her on screen.
I kept saying like, I think I know her from something. And I looked her up on IMDb and I'm like, nope, nothing I've seen.
Yeah, no.
She's something about her that's familiar.
I mean, all in all, I would give it a solid 7 out of 10. It was enjoyable. It was a Saw film. The acting was a little more subpar in this one, the victims, than it was in the other ones. I mean, it didn't seem too convoluted at points. If you watch the entire thing and you're questioning why it's happening, like I was at some points, I could see that. If you're not a fan of slasher-style horror with body parts flying, torture porn, then you're not going to want to see it, but it's a Saw movie. If you've seen them all, you're going to want to be a completist like most of us and see the last one.
It really wasn't as gory. Or should I say, I felt like they went gory-er with segments, but as a whole, it wasn't as gory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that.
You could really tell the difference 2010 to 2017 is. Because, you know, like I've mentioned before, I did the one Saw per week marathon. And all of the original Saws, all from the original franchise, has that the same kind of feel. This doesn't necessarily feel the same, but it feels like it's updated. Everything feels newer. I even like some of the cinematography just of the scenes and everything. The little things, like, it didn't necessarily feel like the original, and I like that. And they didn't make any reference to Dr. Gordon and Hoffman. They made like very little references other than Jigsaw himself. I think they might have made a reference to Amanda, but I think that is it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the same typical, you know, if you listen, then this is how you're going to get out of it. And if you don't listen, you fucked yourself.
Yeah. I rated it on Rotten Tomatoes 4 out of 5. So, I mean, that puts me at an 8 on the 10 scale and not that far off from what Carp said. I think to me, Saw 7 is the best. Just to end, I mean, not the best. Like I walked out of that and I was like 5 stars. I know it's not like critically going to be a 5-star for everybody, but as a fan, I was 5. This, I feel like we didn't need it, but they made it. I felt it was good, but I want to leave it at that. I felt 4 was fair, but it wasn't necessarily perfect. So 8. I seen Nightmare Before Christmas and everybody's seen it. So
I saw Dark Knight again. I just decided to randomly watch it.
My only issue, I mean, we went to the movie theater to watch Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, sweet. So they had like special screening?
They did it from Friday to, I think, yesterday, obviously, because this isn't the same thing, time of when we're recording, but it was all the way to the 31st. And they had like so many showings per day. And my girlfriend's a huge fan of Night Before Christmas. So I was like, all right, we'll go see it. The only problem, like, we went to the first showing of the day, which was like 12:50.
That seems more like a night movie.
We had plans because it was Saturday night. We went out and all that kind of stuff. And I was Thanos. But we were probably there with 6 or 8 other people, but 4 of them were probably, you know, a couple roughly our age and their 2 kids and one girl the whole fucking movie. All she wanted to do was run around. Ugh. Granted, this is a movie that's 20 years old. No, I think older than that. I think maybe like 25, close to 25. And everybody's seen it, but still, if your kid's going to be like that, don't bring him to a fucking movie theater. I don't care what movie it is. I mean, if it was if we were there for Ghostbusters, I probably would have been an asshole. I know she was pissed because this is her, I think, first time seeing it in the movie theater. I don't know if she's seen it when she was younger in the movie theater, but it's one of her favorites. So I got it. And if your kid's going to be like that, please don't fucking bring them.
What is it nowadays, man? Because it just seems like nobody gives a shit. I think Carp's hit the nail on the head with the taser thing. I think if you act like a douche, you get tased.
Like, I thought of it like this little girl was lucky that there was only no more than 10 people there in the theater. Maybe it was a little bit over that, but it was a very small number. We were spread out. It wasn't their biggest theater. It was one of their smaller ones. There was plenty of room. What does your kid do when that movie theater is full?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, imagine you're running over people, knocking into people with popcorn and stuff. Fuck,
I think
no way.
I think the parents are thinking, oh, there's no one here. It's fine. It's fine. Me and my girlfriend were kind of talking. We didn't know if she had any type of issues like autism or anything. But if she does, still don't bring your kid if they can't handle it. My ex had a little brother who was autistic, and I've seen him in movie theaters act fine. Like, maybe he would like act up a little bit, but he wasn't running around. And even then, like, you know, don't bring them to that situation if they can't handle it.
Yeah.
People have stopped giving a shit about other people, and it's becoming a major issue. And it's respect that people used to have for other people has completely gone to shit. And it sucks, and society's going to crap as well. That's why the cinema experience is starting to lose, because people like me who are suffering through it right now are going to stop going.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And TVs and that are going to get so good that it's not even going to be worth it at some
point. I mean, Scruff is saying in the next 3 years, he's sure that Thor Ragnarok comes out Friday. Saturday, you're going to be able to watch it at home.
They already have technology out, but it's very niche. I think it's going to become more prevalent. Like, they'll release it the same weekend, but they'll charge, say, $60. And then what you do is you just, if you want to watch it that weekend, have your friends over, pay the $60, and do that kind of experience at home to watch it right away. Almost like a pay-per-view, you know, like a UFC pay-per-view or something. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's definitely going that way. Especially with the fact that people don't want to leave their fucking house because of douchebags running around talking in the movie. People want that quiet experience and they're not getting it. Either that or they have to go Alamo Drafthouse and really start policing it.
Yeah, no, something has to change very soon because it is getting more and more frustrating every time I go to a movie. I mean, Jigsaw was fine maybe because I went on actual Halloween night and people with kids had their kids out that night, obviously. And then teenage pricks who would talk during the movie were probably out stealing kids' candies because they're little douchebag, young douchebags who don't know when to shut the fuck up or how to behave anymore. It was a pleasant going movie experience. I think I heard the guy behind me breathe like once heavily during a scene. And I was fully expecting Jigsaw to be loud and ignorant people around me. And I did not get that.
There you go.
So,
all right, let's send on an email from Finn Fish. Hey guys, this is Finn Fish. I really enjoyed the show. Thank you very much. What are some of your guys' favorite parody movies and parody movie names? I am really enjoying Scary Movie, Spaceballs, Naked Gun, and Hot Shots. Can't wait to hear what your answers are. Now, Fang, as in Fang, like at the end of a movie. Yeah, got it. All right, I'll name two that I really liked. One is Shaun of the Dead. If you're a fan of that kind of British humor, they're in a bunch of movies. One of my favorite movies with them was Shaun of the Dead. It's kind of a spoof on a zombie movie, zombie apocalypse. And there's another one. This one's a little obscure. It's called Shriek, If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th. This is starring Tippity Amber Thiessen, Tom Arnold.
Tiffany.
Yeah, sorry. I was like, fucking don't call me on one fucking time. Don't call me out on it. Just go with the flow, man. It's fucking, it's social media. It's podcast. You just got to roll with it. You got to roll with it. You don't fucking call me out on every little blunder.
You said go with the flow.
I said flow. We'll listen.
You said flow.
We'll listen back to it. I believe I said flow. Just go with the flow, man. It's starring Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Tom Arnold, Coolio, and Shirley Jones. It's had a couple of stupid parts in it. One is a little homophobic, and the other one is they start calling out names like Moisha, Scarlett, Roger. Then she starts going ooh-ee. Ooh-ah-ah. Just stupid shit like that. For whatever reason, it's one of my favorite dumb parody movies because it had a bit of like edgier humor to it. And it was like straight to DVD. It made about 3 cents or whatever. It doesn't get highly rated. But for whatever reason, C-Money and I specifically have watched this and fucking think it's hilarious. So if you do get a chance, check out those two. My recommendations. Who wants to go next?
Don't Be a Menace in South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood is a must watch.
Okay.
That shit is hilarious. It's like making fun of Friday and Dead Presidents and, you know, all the urban movies at the time in the 90s. It's making fun of those. It is hilarious. You got to check it out. And how could you not mention Hot Shots and Heart Shots Part 2?
Oh, I just wasn't a fan. I thought it sucked.
Oh, what?
I didn't like it.
You, sir, have terrible taste in movies.
Except for when they did the kickboxer spoof, with the M&Ms, that was funny.
One of my favorite parodies of all time, Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Heavy set, you got any parody movies you want to talk about?
I wasn't as big a fan of Naked Gun, because I didn't watch them growing up. I think I watched the last one a lot. But one movie that I did like, and it did star Leslie Nielsen, was Spy Hard.
Okay, why'd you like it?
There's a Hulk Hogan cameo in it, I believe, which I would surprise you if you have never heard of it.
No, I haven't actually. I've heard of Spy Hard, but I didn't know Hogan was in it.
Well, I like it because, Hogan, I'm through that because I thought you would know that, but the theme is done by Weird Al, and it's fucking awesome. I love Leslie Nielsen, and that was one that I remember watching like right after it came out on VHS. The villain is Annie Griffith, whatever, and that's like such a wholesome figure between Andy Griffith Show and Matlock. They cast him as a villain, and I haven't watched it in a while, but I do remember I thoroughly enjoyed it. My second favorite, because if we're going to throw out two, it's kind of related to Spy Hard, and it's not because Leslie Nielsen's in it. It's because of Weird Al, UHF.
Okay, that, yeah, yeah.
The parody that's movie.
A fun movie.
Yeah, which yeah. They kind of parody TV shows, but a little bits by bit. So I'm gonna count that, and that's a classic. There's a lot of great one-liners in that movie, too. It came out at a horrible time, because I think like a lot of the competition at the summer box office that year were like monster movies that we all know now. I can't remember what they all are off the top of my head.
Awesome. No, a lot of good recommendations there. Finn Fish, check those out. All right. Plugs, final thoughts. Heavy said go.
Wrestling Cheers and Hang With Heavy. Check them out.
Carp, what do you got?
CFLE's picks were on our last season. Only a couple of weeks left. At Killer Carpe Diem for my own stuff. StableWars.com. Always looking for new members. All Beer Inside. We're recording November 11th. The new episode will hopefully be out this weekend.
Awesome. So for Carp, Heavy Set, this is Old School saying thank you very much for listening.
From a production company that sounds like they make porn, comes a film with the same production value as porn. In the low-budget hit that transformed the horror genre into straight-up torture porn. Saw. Seesaw. A great idea for a student short film that somehow got stretched into 6 feature-length sequels, 2 video games, and 1 super fun roller coaster. When 2 strangers wake up in your typical Taco Bell bathroom, the only way out is to patiently use the various saws, slabs, and guns to weaken their chains until they're able to break free. But instead of the obvious, prepare for 100 minutes of reminiscing.
I remember how I got here.
Playing catch. And dramatically reaching for stuff.
My family needs me!
Almost have another idea? Nope. Tremble before the Jigsaw Killer, a psychopath who combines the traps of Wile E. Coyote with the terrifying puppetry of Jeff Dunham.
Hello, Amanda. I want to play a game.
Come, saw, and conquer the first in a long line of cheaply made gornos, featuring the claustrophobia of being trapped in a room because there wasn't the budget for more locations, the panic of the fast-paced editing, because there wasn't the budget for better effects, and the cringe factor of watching the movie's screenwriter try to act.
You can be the one who put me in this room!
The same thing happened to me, see? Lawrence, calm down. There must be a way out of this.
Because there wasn't the budget for professional actors. So settle in for the one that started it all. Full of cool, well-thought-out traps that the sequels turn into complete parodies of themselves.
You must press both buttons at once in the box before you. However, in doing so, you'll give a sacrifice of your own. Two can live, 4 will die.
What the fuck is this guy talking about? And horrific violence happening off-screen that the sequels turn into the star of the franchise. Go. Who watches this stuff? Go to starring. Starring Kristen Bell, Robin Hood, Man in Chain, Dental Plan, Lisa Needs Braces, Awesome Mix, Volume 1, Rush Hour. This guy, the bad guy from Lost. I think she's on Parenthood. Filth and Share. Saw 1. You saw them all. Hey, at least it's not a found footage movie.